But first, let's talk about the first major new road bridge to be built over the Thames in more than 20 years. The construction phase on a permanent new crossing for Walton-on-Thames and Shepperton starts today. The new Walton Bridge should be open by summer of next year. It comes after years of to-ing and fro-ing about funding and planning permission. Our reporter Lakshmi Gopalakrishnan is there now. Lakshmi, things have been going on there for a while now. What exactly is going to be happening today?
Yes, Nick. Now, if you've driven past this bridge in Walton-on-Thames, you'll have seen the signs of apparent construction work on either side of the bridge at both ends. The JCBs, the piles of sand and stacks of large piping. Not many signs of work taking place at the moment. A couple of people in high-vis jackets, but I suppose it's still early. What we can see here are just the preparations. Today, the first phase of the actual construction starts, which will see the bridge's foundations laid before the main support arches are installed. And just to give you a bit of background, the bridge here was bombed in a World War II air raid in 1940, and the current crossing is a temporary structure which has been in place since 1999. It's used by about 34,000 vehicles a day, which sounds about right because since I arrived early this morning, the traffic crossing over the river has been a never-ending flow, really. Now, the process of building a new bridge has been a long and complex one. First, the problem was getting planning permission because lots of people were unhappy with the plans. Then there was doubt over the funding because when the coalition government came in, it put all transport projects on hold. But then a grant of £32 million was finally approved at the end of 2010.
Well, let's talk about all that with a number of our guests this morning. We have Norman Baker, who is the Transport Minister. Good morning, Mr. Baker.
Good morning to you.
We also have Ian Lake, who is responsible for all things transport related at Surrey County Council. And out by the bridge himself, we have Chris Sadler, who's a councillor for Walton Central. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Nick.
Glad you can hear us. Now, first of all, yes. when I speak to people who live locally, and I live locally myself, Ian Lake, perhaps you can answer this first of all. They're astounded that there aren't going to be any traffic lights on the junction between Walton Lane and the Bridge Road itself. Why was that never in the plans? Mr. Lake? Let's see if we can get any later.
To see how it improve Surrey's economic success by investing in this new bridge. As your reporter said, it carries nearly twice the national average, and we do not make these decisions lightly. And I say there have been numerous traffic modelling to make sure that it'll work.
Mr. Baker, are you satisfied that this bridge is the right scheme and happening not before time?
Well, I'm sure it's a very good investment. It's a much-needed bridge. The one which is there is temporary, as you've heard, and this carries a lot of traffic, and it's important for economic development purposes that we have a permanent structure in place. I happen to think that it's good value for money. Surrey's reduced the cost of it, which is good for good practice from them, and I think personally I think the design of the bridge is quite attractive. Mm. As regards traffic management and traffic lights, that's really a matter for Surrey to sort out rather than me.
Yes, no, of course. Now, the Minister thinks it's a good scheme. Surrey County Council are convinced it's a good scheme. Chris Sadler?
Well, I think people locally want it to go ahead, but I don't think they're convinced it's the best scheme that could have been done.
Why not?
We've still got the problem with the right turn into and out of Cowiesale. They're going to put a roundabout on the far side, on the Shepton side, and we could have traffic routed around there. I think local people don't see that there will be much improvement in traffic flows.
Mr. Lane?
I'm sorry, I just do not agree. All these negative vibes. I mean, there are people in Walton, frankly, who would like to see stepping stones, I think, rather than a bridge, and turn Walton into a cul-de-sac. I'm afraid the bridge design was one of number that went to public consultation. There were over 3,000 people visited the presentations. Walton deserves a good landmark bridge. There's been talk in the past about a slab bridge. I mean, frankly, Walton deserves and Surrey deserves something more than just some kind of cheap and cheerful motorway-style bridge. The arch bridge will give clearer views along the river and will be a major feature.
What about the shifting of the toilet block and the removal of the cafe to the other end of the Cowiesale car park, so taking it out of its prime location and putting it on the wrong side of Walton Lane?
There's been talk, certainly I've seen it on websites, that Cowiesale is going to be a smaller leisure area than it is prior to the start of the bridge. In actual fact, we're just taking up some of the land while we're using it for construction materials and things. But when the bridge is completed, the Cowie Sale will have a larger leisure area, and the new cafe will be sited in a way that will take into account that extra extension of the car park and leisure land that will be provided.
Is that satisfactory, Mr. Sadler?
Yes, I don't think the cafe and the new toilets will be that far away from the bridge itself. As I understand it, the site will be just where the approach roads starts to go up to the bridge from the level, probably only about 50 yards away from the bridge itself. So I think that will be good. It will also put the toilets right next to the cafe, which will make a lot of sense rather than on the opposite side of the road.
Mm. Mr. Baker, I mean, one of the things that struck me about the design of this bridge is that it takes cyclists off the road and puts them onto a shared space with pedestrians. Now, that's against, isn't it, current transport strategy?
No, not necessarily. It depends on the individual circumstances, because shared space can be quite safe, depending how it's designed. So there's no prohibition on shared space. And indeed, if we want to encourage cyclists, we don't want them mixed up with heavy traffic if possible. And one of the benefits of the particular scheme here is that there are improvements for pedestrians and cyclists, as well as the widened pathway along the riverside, which will help horse riders.
And in terms of the other plans that you've got for Surrey, because we heard about the widening, no, not the widening scheme of the M3, the better traffic management that's going to happen on the M3, which I think will be a welcome boon for many of the long-suffering commuters there. Is this all part of things that you're happy to see in your new position as Transport Minister going ahead?
Yes, not that new, actually. It's 18, 19 months. But yes, I mean, the whole thrust of the government's policy, which both parties in the coalition have been very happy to sign up to, is that despite the difficult economic circumstances, we have to plough on with transport investment. And the reason we're doing that is because there's clearly a need to help stimulate the economy, and there's also a need to cut carbon emissions. And the general thrust of what we're doing in the Department for Transport is investing in schemes which achieve both those objectives.
Well, thank you, Mr. Baker. We'll let you go. Mr. Lake, just before you disappear, I don't want to give the wrong impression that the bridge, now the construction work has started, that the bridge is going to be closed. Just take us through the planning for the next few months, because I understand it's only going to actually be completely shut for a week or two at a time.
The main works, if the bridge needs to be closed, will be off-peak time, maybe at weekends, so it causes a minimum of disruption, because we do have the second temporary bridge there. It does help matters, but it's good news overall, and people should find it less difficult than it was when we put the second temporary bridge up, where I think the bridge was closed, the crossing was closed for about a week. We certainly intend that is minimised greatly. As I say, I'm really pleased. It's good news for Surrey, and thank Norman Baker and the government for still continuing to support the scheme to make it happen.
Mr. Sadler, I'll give you the last word. I mean, this has gone to a planning inquiry. This has been wrangled over for many years, and a balanced judgment has eventually been given on the final scheme. Is it time to stop moaning about it and just enjoy the fact that we are going to have a decent bridge in place?
Yes, I think people want it to be built, and want it to be built on time. I think the one thing that is needed is for there to be good advance communication as to when there are going to be these temporary closures. Surrey's performance in terms of advising people about closures on bridges locally, for example, the Sir Richard Haynes Bridge at Weybridge, has not been very good recently.
Well, I'm sure you'll be staying on their case, Mr. Sadler, and thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. My three guests there, Chris Sadler, councillor for Walton Central from Elmbridge Borough Council. Before that, Ian Lake, who is the man in charge of all transport structures on Surrey County Council, and then the Transport Minister, Norman Baker. It's 18 minutes past 8.